The Rancor's Brothel presents. Cold, dead hand.
Flynn, pick a color.
Red.
Aqua.
Well, f*** you, Jeff. As okay. The machine gunner heads to the mount, you see more things swirling in the distance. More figures, again, long, distended arms. You notice for your sake that they don't appear to have feet as they run on the wind, as best as you can tell. They come down and start striking the fuck out of your vehicle. How many, there's some stats for your vehicle. This is probably important at this point.
Okay.
What kind of stats do we have?
What's the armor?
None, really.
Okay. So nothing in
16 points protection from 14 millimeter armor.
Okay.
But not much else.
Okay. I will keep that in mind.
There's the gun.
There is the gun.
Ratatata.
14 points of armor?
Yep. No, 16.
16. Ooh. You hear shrieking and you hear things scraping across the body of your half track. You're seeing things scratch the fuck out of the armor, and things are piercing the armor, but they're not quite getting through enough to hurt your men. But something is wailing like goddamn banshees and fucking up your shit.
Right. Who is still there with me? It's...
Y'all kind of split up a little bit, which is why
told to stop.
Yeah, we stopped.
Dave got lost. You went after him. You and me are still right there.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm calling over the radio, explaining what's happening as best I can. Take a look through the periscope. We're within sight of each other.
Okay, I'll look through the periscope.
Roll Sam.
Okay. Got it.
One Sam, I guess. You're seeing things, again, these things are like maybe 6.5 feet tall. Distended arms, long jaws, faces impossibly long, no feet, running on the wind, and just fist fucking his half track. Just you can't see anything because it's whiteout conditions, and then you see this form swoop the fuck down, strafe his goddamn MTV, and then shoot back up into the sky.
ATV?
No, it's not an ATV either. It's LTV or whatever it is.
MLTV.
Probably IFV, Infantry Fighting Vehicle.
Your half-track, his half-track is getting all kinds of fucked up by whatever. All
right, I'm going to put my machine gunner on the gun.
Sure.
And I'm going to tell him what I saw and say, anything that swoops, light it up.
Okay.
Swoop, swoop. Swoop, swoop. Lead your targets.
Are we doing initiative order here?
I'm kind of playing with it. You're now hearing men scream. There was a point where you're like, hey, everybody stop. We lost each other. Where's Dave? Screaming, get on the fucking gun. Shoot those things.
I'm going to radio to the captain. Captain, we need you back here immediately. Yeah, we're under attack.
I'm immediately heading back to where we started from and then in the direction that I told them to go.
Okay. Dave, you want any contribution to this?
Well, can I even see anything?
Not really at the moment. Spot hidden.
I actually have a really good
spot. Or listen, because now
coming from.
Yeah, success.
There's some gunfire.
So you begin to spot his guy firing rounds into the sky.
Yeah, I see the machine gun going off. Drive towards the line of fire going up into the sky.
Does it specify what the machine gun is, a type?
762. Yes.
Is it a PK machine gun?
It is a PK machine gun.
Okay.
2d6 plus 4.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Do you want to roll it or do I want to roll it?
I can roll it.
Roll me a d100.
Let me find his...
Don't worry about the stats. I got a thing. Roll d100.
30.
Okay. Flynn, this guy starts putting rounds into the air. All of a sudden, you all can hear... I mean, from what you can see, anyone who's looking, you now kind of see there are probably tracer rounds in this. I would imagine maybe.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there is.
You're seeing the sky light up with things, and then the fucking sky comes down to meet you. As these things swoop out to attack the machine gun turret. As best as you can tell, he's not hitting anything worthwhile other than snow and sky.
Swippity swoop, I'm coming for your hoot.
There's no attack roll or anything?
You made it. You made an attack roll. It's modified. It's kind of figuring it out. It's a little bit of playing around with Glancy. The rules are against you, so you might want to think of a new strategy.
Get to the buildings.
Yeah.
Right, like our default is going to be shoot the fuck out of it and then see
what's
effective.
Use the Flammenwerfer.
It's with me. But you do have your flares. You do have your flares.
You now all hear a screeching and you see these things descending on Flynn's thing since it's now firing wildly into the air trying to hit them. There are a lot of them. How much armor does that have again?
16.
You see something puncture right in front of your face. Like... fucking massive hands, like, just pierce the armor and are, like, a few inches from your face as they strike.
I'm gonna scream, drive!
Okay. Flynn, make me a navigate roll.
I mean, into a fucking building. I don't care. Yeah, I made it.
Okay, where do you want to go?
Into a building.
Okay.
Tall building. Tall building.
Tall building. Building that can hold an MTV.
All right.
The entire network.
Let me make a drive roll.
You get inside and you hear Britney Spears.
Oops. We did it again, boys.
Flynn, roll me a d4.
Oh. Oh. 3.
Everyone in your half track takes 3 points of damage as you smash through a fucking concrete wall.
Hey.
But apparently,
wait,
the drive,
does that include me?
Yes.
God damn it.
But apparently the drive roll was good enough. You smashed into what appears to be some sort of barracks. Nice. And you kind of look around, there are beds and shit.
Alright, we nap, boys. We take this on tomorrow.
Rest.
Anybody else?
Well, oh, I'm also trying to get ahead. To the buildings.
Are you still going to the big buildings that you saw?
Yes.
Okay. You take off.
I've got a guy on our turret, and we're heading towards their location.
You kind of see in the air, and then it abruptly stops, and you hear a loud smashing noise in the distance.
Captain, we're good.
I tell my driver to follow him. Can I time a throw since the roof's gone?
Sure. I can't wait to see how this roll goes.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
I know.
You're going to throw an explosive? I want you to throw an explosive.
Yeah?
Let's make that drive roll first. I'm not going to let you know what it is. I'm going to make it for you.
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah. Time me a throw roll. Okay, what are we throwing?
I may kill the entire carrier.
You just might. What's your throw roll again?
Huh?
What are you throwing?
A satchel charge.
Excellent.
Is it on a timer
or is it on a detonator?
Huh?
How's the satchel charge detonate?
It's a timer.
Oh, okay. No.
I want it to hook one and fly off.
How much how much time? What's the delay you set? I want to know. What's the delay? Combat rounds have a specific amount of time.
Let me see what's in my kit.
Which are?
He says something about 20 rounds in a minute. So I think in Delta Green, it's like 2 to 3 seconds a round.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, like, you can fucking rip through an automatic game.
Because isn't Delta
game.
Green one action? Like, moving's an action, shooting's an action. So it's, like, super fast.
Yeah, it's
fast
super
paced.
Fucking fast.
Oh, no, I do have radio detonators.
Huh. Okay, so it's on a radio detonator.
That's probably safer.
You got the trigger in your hand or is it in your pocket?
It would have been wherever I pulled the satchel charge out of.
Okay, so you got a satchel charge. You don't have the detonator in your pocket necessarily. In your hand, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
It's not like satchel charge and detonator.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hook it up and I chuck it.
What's that throw roll? Make it a good one.
47 out of 68.
Woo!
It goes out of the ATV. Huh? It goes out of your half track.
But do I hook it on what I'm aiming at?
Hookity hookity. A hookah.
You see something sort of fly by and you throw up the satchel charge, you're pretty sure it didn't hit. You have no idea where that satchel charge went.
Okay. Just fucking drive.
Okay. He goes driving off into the snow, trying to generally follow the tracer rounds. You hit a road. He kind of turns.
That's one of the best things to hit.
Yeah, I mean, like, you hit a road, so, like, you're on traction. Flynn's half track is off to the right. You're on a road that kind of leads straight ahead and also to the left.
Because roads don't usually go into buildings.
They usually don't. This one goes around a building.
You made inroads.
So he's kind of in heading in that direction. But you do see there's a road off to the left, and there's a it continues straight ahead.
So I'm imagining from the description. So let's say so they went right. When we came in, facing forward was into the facility.
You all came in. Three of you came in as a group.
Right.
One veered far in a direction that I haven't told him which direction he went in. So he's going to whatever he can see, given the conditions.
Okay. I'm going to say right for now.
Sure.
And you can flip it if you want to. But so...
Oh, I know where you went.
Okay. So I'm heading back towards where they are. So there's fence to one side. We're on a road and there's buildings on the other side, right?
Give or take, yeah.
Okay. See them stop firing and disappear?
Kinda, yeah. As best as you can tell, it was like bup, 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 bup. And then you heard a loud smash and no more bup, 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 bup.
Sound of concrete falling.
I mean, yeah.
But I radioed. I'm like, Captain, we good.
Okay. And I know visibility is terrible, but I'm going to look for some sort of alternate route to where they are, but through the buildings.
Spot hidden.
That's a fail.
Pick a direction.
Where I was originally heading?
Okay.
Or any...
Okay.
Does it have to be random or...
No. Pick a direction. Like, you saw them sort of go off in that direction. You saw him sort of go off in that direction. Pick a direction. That's the thing is, like, you only have a split second to do something. In that split second, you didn't see anything.
I'm going to continue to where they are.
Okay, so you're going to continue heading in that
direction.
Because
I have no idea where he went, right?
Not 100% sure, no. And, I mean, it's a firefight now. Apparently, your driver's not awful. He narrowly misses the barrack that he almost runs into, but you're sort of in the general direction of Flynn.
General direction?
Dave, you find yourself surrounded by diesel fuel and other aviation fuel tanks.
This is amazing yet terrifying.
And on that note, let's see what happens.
Good thing I don't have the Flammenwerfer.
The temptation would be too much.
I don't know. Yeah.
The beacons are lit. Gondor calls for aid.
Something tears the fuck off the windshield. Your windshield or your ATV is now gone. Snow is flying in your face, Jeff.
Right.
Is going to hell in a handbasket. Spot hidden?
It's an odd something.
Odd is always a good number, so.
Six.
There are buildings to your left, but there are buildings to your right, like, which is where Flynn apparently went. There are impressions to your left. There's a road that appears to just lead to nowhere, which is weird. Flynn. Something rakes the side of your fucking thing.
But I'm in a building!
Yup. Yes, it does.
Damn it!
I just remembered I brought fruit snacks.
Guys are
screaming.
Bring
it up for the class?
You didn't say anything,
I brought one extra.
Damn it.
You're probably hearing from inside the building. Like, I assume this guy, this gunner is still firing at whatever the fuck is descending on him. Craig! Something goes ka-thump on top of your ATV. You're now like, what the shit was that? Dave.
What about me?
Luck roll.
Over. Nope.
You hear a couple of smashes into your half track, and you hear wrenching metal, and you hear screams from the men in the back of the half track.
Are we near the buildings yet?
You're near the structures, which were like fuel structures, not buildings now that you're getting close. But you're near diesel fuel, which I mean is super helpful.
How near?
How near do you want to be? You got the driver beside you. You can get as close as you want.
Get us like 50 feet away.
Excellent. Let me make that drive check for you. Okay. We'll get back to that when we get there. You begin to hear screams in the back of your ATV. We'll go back around. Jeff, you're now missing a windshield and a periscope. Snow is coming in. You've seen what you've seen. What would you like to do?
Kind of cover can I get under?
Again, to your right, you're seeing buildings. So there's lots of buildings there. To your left appears to be
a road that goes to nowhere.
But as you're looking at it, there are also like...
Just for show.
Is that an antenna sticking up from out of the ground in that direction? There might be impressions in the ground. It's hard to tell. You're getting a quick
glance.
I'm
going that way.
Okay. Would you like to make the navigation roll for your driver? You want to make this one.
64.
64 does not seem like a good roll. Make me a luck roll, Jeff. Otherwise, you're going to be super pissed at me. You got to call it.
Oh. No, it's 50. It's right in the middle.
Higher or low, Jeff? You really don't want to fuck this up because you're going to be mad at me if you do.
Low. Nope.
Ooh. So on your direction, your guy hangs a hard left in the direction of that road. I'm going to show you the map later because you're going to be mad at me. But thank you, Mr. Glancy. You're driving. Let me make sure it's not a critical failure. roll spot hidden, Jeff.
Pass.
He does say you need to fail a spot hidden and a drive roll. You take a hard left. The snow is coming in. You can hardly see. The driver's trying to get you in the direction of what you're seeing. He's not quite on the road. You suddenly look ahead of you and you see what looks like a giant fucking open pit. And you reach over and turn the wheel and you fucking roll the ATV. You don't end up falling down the pit.
How the fuck do you roll a track?
It's a movie,
crawler.
Jeff. It's a movie. Because it looks cool. A because slope. Otherwise I throw you down the air intake for the underground building and you suffer like 4d6 damage.
A slope is how.
Everybody in your ATV takes 2 damage from being thrown around and jostled about. Flynn, you're inside a barracks.
Okay, periscope, what do I see?
My clavicle. You see the inside of a building.
But do I see creatures? Are there a lot of creatures in here? You obviously, it's not snowing in the building.
Sure. You don't see like creatures in the building. It seems almost like...
But something f***ered my car.
Yeah, it did. But whatever these things are, they're moving unbelievably fast in the wind.
Ah, that's something I can deal with.
It's almost as if they strafe at a speed that is almost improbable, if not impossible. Out of the sky.
This is highly improbable.
Well, nay, impossible. The vehicles are still protecting you, albeit they're getting weaker and weaker as you go.
Is there any part of the barracks that we could drive under to provide more cover, or
you could drive further like into that. The barrack if you want. It says that these are well constructed Arctic barracks. They appear to have housed up to about 30 men in common space bunk beds. So, I mean, like, you basically have driven into, like, a longhouse.
Yeah.
The walls and doors have been pulled apart in the interior structure and are ice palaces of frozen blood and or body parts.
Oh, dope.
Yeah. So really? You want to drive in or you want to drive out?
Yeah, let's just drive out the other
way. So you just, and yeah. You smash through the other side.
Yep.
Make me a luck roll to see how he does driving out the other side.
Let's
see
if it gives you a little more. I'm feeling high. Yeah, 97.
Sweet.
The only time rolling 97 is good in this game.
You don't take any more damage. You do pop out the other side. He managed to slam on the brakes before he smashes into another set of buildings across the road.
No, that's fine. You can keep going.
You end up on a road, and out of the corner of your eye, you happen to see like a half-track sort of skid/flip in the snow off to your left.
Uh-oh.
Craig.
Okay. Continuing to drive forward.
Yes.
Have I seen either of their... incidents.
Spot hidden.
Spot giant holding building.
Yes, 20.
Yes, you've seen both of those. You see something smash through a building, and then you see another thing flip in the snow.
Okay. And on the way to the half track that flipped over, are there buildings on the way between here and there?
Not really.
Okay. Is there
it's through open snow.
Is there a building nearby?
Yes, the one Flynn drove through. And a few others.
And I saw Flynn drive out the other side.
Yes.
Okay.
He's now made a tunnel.
Follow me, boss.
I have an idea.
Okay. What is that said idea?
Gonna drive into the barracks where Flynn made a hole.
Maybe a drive roll. And this is a little bit easier. Someone's already smashed through it with a fucking military vehicle.
Am I using my stat or the NPC
stat? No, we're rolling the NPC stat of 40.
That's a fail.
Maybe plus 20?
Everybody takes 2 damage from being smashed the fuck around as you go through a building, but you're pulling up behind Flynn. Dave, you're around. Your driver apparently is phenomenal because you're within 49 and a half feet of the nearest petrol tank.
Keep going a little bit further and like maybe 100 feet. Just get a little bit further. And Petrov, I yell to the guy on the gun, light up those tanks.
Okay.
The tracer round should ignite it.
You suddenly hear a kahoom.
That's my favorite kind of kahoom.
Let's see if there's any rules involving the petrol tanks.
Big fire for little feet.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
kind of shit so fast.
We didn't really have a choice. We got attacked as soon as we got here.
I mean, there was some time. There was a decision made that probably made it a little harder than it needed to be. But you're right.
Grady
you did pretty
has
good.
A piece of hair that looks like a German spiked helmet. He's ready
Holy
for
shit,
war.
I felt it. There are no rules. So
I mean, he is attacking the Ruskies.
Make me a luck roll, Dave.
Okay. Hi. Whoa. No. Nope.
There is a giant kaboom, and you all see a massive fireball engulf something in the distance. I won't say it kills you outright, but you're in a bad way.
16 points of armor.
16 points of armor. That's right. Okay. Jesus. What do we think a fireball is?
Which, and the fireball
How many
wouldn't...
D6?
I think probably it's more likely that the force would just sort of push us around than fire would get through.
Sure. Apparently based on the roll that I made, off of what I guessed, you survive relatively unscathed.
Woohoo! Nice! More!
Look at these MTVs.
This is why America wins the war.
We have MTV.
Jeff.
You now yes. have a pillar of fire leading you through the wilderness.
There's a pillar of fire a couple hundred meters away from your position.
Same way I was going, or the
no,
other way?
Opposite direction.
Okay.
Dave was going way right, compared to where you guys were going, kind of slightly left.
So what can I see as far as what I just found?
Spot hidden.
I sent you a signal.
Crit fail.
Not the other way.
What you see is there are a number of buildings back behind you, one that Flynn smashed through. Actually, technically, you probably smashed through 2 buildings at this point. You see Gojira. Your captain smashing through another building. There are a lot of buildings in that direction. You're seeing what looks like a radar antenna, like halfway out of the ground nearby, and that air intake structure you almost drove into. And also that road that leads to nowhere.
Just for sure.
Right. Do I see an entrance into this underground place that is apparently here?
That air intake probably goes down there.
Okay. Is there a way to get in that way?
You're going to go check out the air intake structure?
Yes.
So you run across in the snow to look at the air intake structure?
Yell at the guys to cover me.
That's a sexy sentence. Look at that air intake structure. So you're
getting the guys out of there and you're having them light up whatever.
They're using the vehicle for cover and covering me as I run out.
All of a sudden you're now hearing small arms fire, AK-47 light up the sky. The air intake structure appears to be a concrete pit 10 meters across and 20 meters deep. It's a pit. It just looks like it's a big pit that air goes in. It goes down. There are no stairs. There's no structure to climb down it.
But it doesn't go anywhere.
Is there a giant industrial fan?
Yes. Down at the bottom. If you time your jump right, you'll get through the passes of the fan.
And then hit the giant spikes at the bottom and die.
Correct. Woo! It's 20 meters. It's quite a fall.
YOLO!
Actually, what you see is you look, the walls of the pit are ringed by openings about 1.5 meters in diameter. So you get the sense that the air gets pulled in through this structure and then kind of shunted down to structures beneath you.
Okay.
Anything else you want to do other than just kind of run over there? Like I said, you kind of jump out. Hey, men, cover me. There's fire in the air. You run over and look at that pit.
How far across this pit did you say it was? Like, how big are we talking?
It's a big pit. It's 10 meters across and 20 meters deep.
Okay.
That's why Jeff could have theoretically driven a whole half track into it.
Did he Naruto run there?
I mean, I guess he could. These fuckers are Naruto running up your ass.
I'm getting back to the vehicle.
Sure.
When I can.
Sure. Flynn.
I am going to... So I came out... Where is the fireball? If I'm facing
to your
forward,
right, about 200 meters.
Okay. I'm going to start maybe farther. Heading down that way.
Okay. So there's a road down that way that seems to lead to a building.
Okay.
The fire is significantly farther than that building.
Hmm. What does this building look like?
It's a large building, maybe garage doors on it.
Okay. They look,
motor pooly,
like
yes.
They're gonna give?
Yes. I think okay. They would give under a track.
All right.
Flint.
Driver, you know what to do. Look at that welcoming garage door. It looks so flimsy and yielding. Drive okay. through it.
Make me a luck roll.
Okay. Low.
Yes. Your driver hits the brakes just as he smashes through the garage door, and he doesn't rear end the other vehicle already inside said motor pool.
Oh, occupied.
So occupado. You're like the first 4 feet of your track are inside the motor pool. So you're there.
What's the vehicle inside?
It wouldn't be like a half track or anything. It's probably something
quarter track.
It's probably like generic trucks or something. Something for moving
supplies
around this facility. Craig.
It's a Prius.
So now you've seen your party split to the left, to the right, and send up a giant gout of flame in the sky.
Right. Okay. So I'm gonna instruct to the crew. I said, okay, men, you're going to get out. We're going to take the half track and retrieve Squad Bravo. You're going to cover them. You're going to cover me, and you're going to cover each other.
Okay.
Unload.
Craig marches his men out. You're a little crispy, but you're out.
And my vehicle is still intact.
It is. Surprisingly, after 4d6 worth of damage, I rolled really terribly.
I'll radio to the captain, say, probably we want to get Fedorenko undercover and stay there.
So noted. Fedorenko is safe.
So,
relatively.
The pillar... The
you just
pillar...
ordered him out into the snow. I'm sure he's fine.
Well, no, we're inside the barracks building.
Yeah. The barracks building that has two holes in it. two half track sized holes in it.
I think you mean choke points.
Yes, choke points.
I'm gonna go pick them up. I need space in my ATV. I'm giving them cover.
Oh, is he in the ATV or is he in the?
Well, they're half tracks turned over, right?
Yeah. No, they're exposed.
Captain, my vehicle is still operational. Do you have any orders?
Fucking find us.
Well, okay. Where are you in relation to the pillar of fire?
I see pillar of fire.
That's not helpful.
All right. Well, in that conversation there, that could have been a little more useful, but it wasn't.
Could we make a navigation roll?
Sure.
Oh, odd fucking one.
Oh, baby. You see gunfire in the distance.
I fail.
I see you. I'm coming towards you.
Flaming MTV.
those MTVs, man. All about the pyrotechnics.
Take the number and divide by two. Eight divided by two is four. I need four d20s.
What?
Wait, what? Oh, those are the wrong kind of... D.
Do you like orange or do you like black?
I'm orange.
Okay.
Google looked up, do you like orange or do you like black? And came back with orange is the new black.
Okay. I need some sand. I need a sand roll from Jeff.
Pass.
Okay. And I need a... Oh, Jesus, really? Craig, I need a sand roll.
Hot six.
Okay, you each lose 1 point of damage. Mm-hmm. We'll go to Jeff first.
Wait, lose 1 point of sand or damage?
Sand, sorry, okay. Excuse me.
Brain damage.
You see one of your soldiers who's firing up into the air as this happens just fucking vanish. Like, something swoops down in almost a blink of an eye. That soldier's gone, and blood and innards are raining down on all of you, as if he was immediately snatched into the sky and eviscerated. That's the sand roll. One of the soldiers who then fails his sand roll begins screaming and just runs off to the nearest building, just drops his gun and takes the fuck off. Craig, a little more interesting, you see one of your soldiers get knocked to the ground as this huge, monstrous, long-armed, bizarre-faced thing knocks him down. So he basically got out of the track, puts his gun out to fire, gets knocked to the ground. This thing rips his arm off at the shoulder and then begins to just claw at him as it stands there. Arterial blood, technically? I mean, you got your arm ripped off.
Blood.
There's an artery in there. Fucking blood spraying everywhere. This guy is screaming his fucking head off. One of your other soldiers just opens up fully automatic and begins running at the guy, just shooting this thing. He's pumping this thing full of a full clip of lead, and it seems to be somewhat okay. Is he just pumps... How many bolts are in the AK-47?
30 round mags.
30.
It just seems to sort of just screak and hiss at him. Let's make an NPC roll, see how he did. But it's bad. It's real bad. I assume, Dave, you're going to start driving in the direction of everything else.
I was driving towards Craig's team.
Yeah. However, your team's lighting it up. Half of your team's lighting it up.
I do have a machine gunner up there.
Sure.
He could be taking shots at flying beasties.
We're now leading his targets. You're down to nine. You're down to, you got five shootings, so we're at like 14. Who wants to roll a D100?
59.
Bullets are just flying all over the sky at these wraiths that are descending out of the sky. As far as you can tell, you haven't injured anybody yet. Jeff.
Am I back over at the vehicle?
Yeah. Just in time to get rained down with blood and viscera.
And yeah. Jeff, I've radioed that I'm coming for you.
Okay. Is the Rocket Forces guy still here?
There was one in everybody's car except for one.
I have the head guy with the nuke.
Who didn't have one?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Flynn doesn't have one. So yes, you have a strategic Rocket Forces guy.
Okay. Where do I need to get you?
Sure. Sounds like a good call. Asking him is a great idea.
Woot woot.
How smart are they?
I hope they're pretty fucking smart.
Strategic rocket. Those are all things that need smarts.
Make me a D100 roll, Jeff. You can roll for him.
Ought six.
You see, this guy's in a panic. He's covered in the goddamn liver of whatever buddy you had just shoot into the sky and be ripped apart. He's it would be underground. It would be, and then he points to where the road dead ends. He's like, there will be an elevator. There will be a shaft, a stairwell. That is the easiest access point.
Okay.
You
firing
are,
retreat, men. Let's go.
Since you talked to him, you can now take a rough guess at the map of where you're at. Because he'll tell you. Because he knows.
What a kind strategic rocket officer.
Jeff is like... Jeff, pick a letter.
K.
K. Jeff is like here. Craig is like here.
Oh, and as we run, I'm going to radio Craig. Watch out for the big fucking hole in the ground.
That's kind of what it looks like. He will be telling you these things as you sprint. You've got a hell of a sprint to get there across open ground.
So my whole thing about, like, any intel you could give us, they didn't give us this shit.
They didn't know you would be facing things descending out of the sky and tearing up half tracks. That was not in the mission briefing. There is something in the mission briefing, which if we get around to it, they might be more amenable to telling you, but now is not. Flynn, you're sticking out of that motor pool.
So, do you radio the location of where we need to go?
I thought you were going that way.
Am I? No, you turned and went down the road towards the motor pool, so you're over there where the F is.
Yes. Where do we need to go?
Over there where the hatch is.
Oh, the air intake structure?
Yeah, that's what I almost drove into.
Oh, that's where we need to go?
Well, I mean, if you want a quick way down, that would be a quick way down, about 20 meters.
I didn't see rope on our equipment.
There's a...
Nope. I looked.
There's a hatch over there at the end of that road.
Oh, here?
No, come back. There.
Okay. I'm gonna...
You don't have a rocket guy with you, so you wouldn't necessarily know that if you asked.
Did you radio that information, though?
I wouldn't have any way to tell you. I don't know where you are.
But we can communicate by...
Right, but how does he...
I just turned away from where you were.
Look for the hole in the ground.
So essentially where you were, right? Where I just left you.
Yeah, but... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I was next to you.
You were there with me.
And then I took the fuck off. So you're essentially just saying, come back.
If you're looking at the map, I have done this fairly fair, okay? Yeah. I've done it really fair, so don't think like I've cheated you.
So I'm going to order...
Okay, you turn around and you get back towards the T.
Yeah, I'd love to get some scale here. Okay, so where did we come in?
Somewhere to the bottom of the page.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. You all smash through the fence rather than finding the entrance.
And as we're running, and I'm yelling into the radio, I'm going to pop a flare.
Okay.
How the fuck did you get all the way over there?
Because
I failed my nav roll.
He failed his roll, so he smashed through the fence and ended up away from you. And I said, Dave, do you want to go to the tall buildings, a.k.a. the flammable shit? Or do you want to go to the squat buildings, a.k.a. the hangars and the barracks?
Hey, we were looking for things to light on fire.
Okay, so K...
Yeah, but you left all the fire over there.
He's
F. I didn't put it there.
No, he's F, and you're way out. You're off the map.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, I'm coming towards you now.
And leaving the fire there.
I couldn't move it.
Okay, I'm not going to
You couldn't before it was fire.
Character knowledge is...
Very big tank.
Where are you driving?
Are your men moving yet, or are you still at the half track?
You're seeing... I mean, you would be able to see probably guys just running off in the fucking
snow.
Like they're leaving cover and running across open ground, which is going to go well for them when I attack again.
Did you communicate back what you're doing?
No, because I don't know for sure that it's there until I get there.
Okay. Then I am... The driver and I are going out the exit that Flynn made.
Yep.
And we're going to head towards rescuing those guys.
So you're leaving the five or six guys, the armless guy who's bleeding to death, and the other guy who's just insanely screaming.
It's in his character description.
Yes, it literally is.
All right, he's the captain. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. He can leave his men behind. I don't give a shit. And it's amazing how quick that 54 is disappearing.
I mean, how many of my 14 are dead at this point? I thought it was just one.
One is dying. One is no longer under your control. One of his is gone and another one is dead.
Okay. So, right. So I've got an injured.
So there's still 50?
I'm assuming the medic is attending the injured one.
I get a few more D20s here in a second.
Okay. All right.
But you know what? They're going to be way more interested in the... How many men are there now? 10? 10 of you running across the snow?
I only lost one.
Right. So you've got 10 men running across the snow. One guy took off in the distance. 9. Right? Because you had 11 each, roughly. How many you got
13.
Each? 13. So you had one who ran off and one who died.
When did I have one that ran off?
He ran off when he went, that guy's fucking spleen landed on my face, and he took off.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I missed that.
So they're going to be super interested in you, and their number keeps going up.
Okay. My half track, that's me and the driver, are on the way to rescue his crew.
Excellent. Dave, you begin pulling into this situation, I'll say now. Do you have a general direction?
Capitan, we're looking for the big elevator down, da?
Elevator down? Is that what she said?
Yes.
I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm rescuing a squad. Get over here.
I am
That's
here.
Not all the communication
so,
you get.
Like, I'll say, Petrov, keep firing. And then Victor will take a deep breath and be like, Zarodina. And opens up the hatch and sort of like gets halfway up and just sort of starts like, Soyuz.
And like, well, so what happens?
Picks up his SVD and like starts taking marksman shots at things.
I love the visual of this. However, I feel like Glancy would be yelling at you because you pop the hatch just as the guy lights up the fucking machine gun like 4 feet behind you.
Yeah, it's loud. All guns
your
are
eardrums just explode.
It's not that loud. It would hurt my hearing over a prolonged amount of time, but it doesn't make me deaf.
Like the 400 rounds.
It's gonna suck
light.
When he doesn't realize you're there and swings the turret the other way.
It's also like a lot higher than I am. I know how this works.
Bullets are flying in the air.
What is 40-12 to your head?
A lot. All right, all right, Jeff, let's see how many of your men die.
Yeah.
I want to shoot things. I've got a good score for shooting things.
Oh, yeah, no, you've got, you're firing things. It's whiteout conditions. You're just a little far away to be hitting too many things.
But
especially because they like opportunistic things.
It hasn't
things.
Mattered what I rolled or wanted to do so far. I can't do a fucking thing against these things.
Also, yes. Let's see. A bunch of your guys die, because that's how that goes. Snatched into the air. Someone gets knocked to the ground. He screams as his leg apparently is broken. He's down. Someone dives to the ground but avoids an attack. Oh, Jesus. How much is you guys' armor rating worth?
On the half tracks?
No. On your physical person.
Kevlar is 12. With the helmet is another 5. I don't know if it matters which is which.
Some guy gets raked with damage and drops. So only 2 of your guys drop. 2 of them die. What? No, sorry. 2 of your guys drop to the ground and somehow avoid attacks.
I have got the rocket guy by the collar.
Yeah. No. You're leading him with a flare. You are running him over to that spot. You're going to get there when you get there. So
we get there when we get there.
You lose 1. Oh, sorry, I need to roll this again. There's this whole like combat thing because he's like, there are like potentially 90 combatants on this field right now.
Cut to Fedorenko. Are we there yet?
So you've got, you were at 11, so you're now down 4 of that, so you're at 8. I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one. 18 plus 8. Somebody roll 34 or less. No, wait. 18 and 8. 8 and
8, 16.
36.
Nope.
Bullets continue to rain. It seems to show no effect. These things are incredibly hard to fight where they want to be fought at. And we'll go back to Dave here in a second. Jeff. I'm a little afraid that I'm going to start running out, so I'm going to stop. Jeff.
Yes.
You make it with the guy.
Cool.
You could see that there is a... There is the snow. You get to a place, and you see him start sweeping away the snow rapidly. Do you help?
Oh, yeah.
You see that there is a 5 meter by 5 meter... it's a flat concrete pad, and there's a 5 meter by 5 meter steel door set into it. You get the sense
that's
that it can
be... That's
a
big door.
It's a really fucking big door. He starts, like, trying to pry it open. It's going to take more people.
And a crowbar?
Okay. I call for the eight guys that I have left?
Yep. The guys you have left, with the exception of the one whose broken leg is laying in the snow, and I'm assuming you're just running ahead. So, the others get up out of the snow
you
and they start
your field exam.
Flynn, you see his chaff track in front of you driving, through the snow, in some general direction. You can see there was some tracer bullets and AK-47 fire going into the sky, but there isn't anymore in that direction. What would you like to do?
I'm following.
Okay, following.
You also see a flare.
You do see a flare.
Yeah, heading to the flare.
Can we see this flare?
Craig?
So I just see him running through the snow, right? Or do I see him starting to dig?
A mic is in your general direction. You have to talk into the mic in order for people to hear you.
Yeah, yeah. Forgot we were, recording a podcast.
Yep. It's funny like that.
Okay. So I see them running through the snow. Do I see them digging at a...
You could see a group of people that were firing in the air are now not firing. You're not 100% sure what they're doing.
Also, my half track is like in your midst at the moment.
Yeah, you're getting closer. It took you a minute to come from 200 meters where you blew up all the diesel fuel.
We drive up to where Jeff's squad is.
Okay. You get in that direction. Dave, I assume you're following along?
Yeah. Okay. Since I have a bead on him now, so I'm basically just following. And shootings. Streliat.
Are we able to get this door open?
You begin to start prying it open. Fall. That one. Let's go back to quote unquote mass combat table. let's see.
Not to be confused with masked combat.
Two more men get totally fucking blown up as something hits them in the chest. They go. Both of them go down. They may or may not be alive. They're screaming.
For my group.
Yes, they're screaming. But so you assume they're okay, but you're not quite sure. One is raked across the face. You see blood and viscera as he begins to scream, "My eyes, my eyes." We'll let Craig and Jeff roll sand. As this guy begins screaming horrible, horrible things.
And if I remember correctly, as we lose sand points, our roll to hit under gets lower and lower, right?
Correct. That's the whole point.
Yeah. I fail.
One if you pass, four if you fail, apparently. Apparently you like this guy. poor bastard.
My man! I rolled a 15. I am yelling at them, lift.
One of the guys who is lifting gets, struck by a dismembered torso and gets knocked to the ground. He cries out in pain. I'm just reading off the table here. You see somebody get snatched off the ground, but he screams something about, "You won't take me, you bastard," and, like, fights back, and then he falls from a very, very high height, hits the ground, and ceases moving.
For the motherland.
Order of Lenin, most assuredly. Jeff, the hatch is open.
Okay.
Prostre, cruel world.
You see a set of stairs, and you see an elevator.
Okay. How many of my guys are left?
You were at what? Eight? One, two, or three are out of commission. Two are probably dead.
So there's three left.
Three that if you said go, three that could follow you right now.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting inside. We're getting undercover.
All right. You begin going down the ladder or going down the stairs.
Yep.
Did you seriously lose like three quarters of your squad?
Yes.
Jesus.
It's a really...
He was tearing down four or five of them each round.
It would have been really, really bad if you all had decided to get out of your half tracks.
Armored vehicles useful.
There's a potential that you, like, drive up and you investigate a little bit. Basically, if you smash through the fucking gates, these things hear you pretty quickly, which is what you did. But if you, like, drive through the gates and you, like, get out of the half track... And you start looking around, like, you could all be out of the half tracks when these things just come out of nowhere. And they could butcher you... very quickly.
That was a problem. We were blasting 90s R&B as we came in.
So you're going down. Flynn, you pull up.
Uh-huh.
Guns firing. So gun firing. One of you roll a D. Gun firing, 18. Sniper rifle, 20. Somebody roll 20 or less.
Nope.
All right. That was the roll. You continue firing into the sky. It's very, very hard to hit these things that blend into a blizzard.
Pew, pew, pew.
Jeff is now running down the stairs into the complex, hauling along this guy from the strategic rocket forces. Craig, you're parked right there.
People are
screaming, blood and gore splattering your MTV.
I see them make it inside the door, right?
Yep,
inside
they're going the down. It's Jeff, that guy from the strategic rocket forces, and like two other dudes.
It'll be fine.
I scream out the loudest audible bleat you've ever heard and tell my driver, back to our fucking squad.
Okay. You see him, he had stopped there for a moment. He's now headed back past you, Flynn.
Wait.
What would you like to do? Make a driver roll. Let's make a driver roll.
You've got what's his name in there with you, don't you?
Kuzco.
He's back with the rest of my squad in the barracks.
Fedorenko?
Just me. Yeah. It's just me and the driver coming to retrieve your squad.
You left the new guy in the barracks?
Yeah, I needed room in the ATV to pick up all your guys.
Craig, give me an idea roll.
Oh, no.
Pass.
Where's Bernie?
The flamethrower?
Yeah.
He's back with my squad.
Sweet. I'll see if I kill him next round. Roll a drive check.
I don't know what they're stuck.
Just roll 40 or less, or I'm going to do something terrible.
Pass.
You don't run over any of the living members of Jeff's squad that are laying in the snow. Flynn, make me a drive check because you're coming through there as well.
31.
Somehow you also don't roll over any of the dying and dead Spetsnaz in the snow. So you now see this moment where there's one turned over, maybe possibly smoking on fire. One is now driving towards you and one is driving away from you.
Does my Grenadier have an RPG?
Is it listed under the Grenadier equipment?
I don't know. Where's the equipment?
There's a Grenadier's kit.
There we go. I have a grenade launcher. He has a
grenade launcher, but no RPG.
There you go.
Is just like ill-equipped. Oh. Oh.
So where are you telling your driver to drive?
What about the anti-tank?
Oh, that's true. I have one of those too.
Disposable rocket launcher RPG-18. And five anti-person or one anti-personnel. Not for
you. Got a rocket launcher. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is in the back of your vehicle right now, so you'd have to stop and pop it up or something.
No, there's hatches.
Turret points or okay. not turret. There
fire. I would like to drive my ATV to where Jeff's folks just disappeared from.
Okay,
and basically use my vehicle to block the entrance.
Okay.
Wish you wouldn't.
He's going to get there after you because you're already closer.
Okay.
Like, yeah. You are basically, you're passing ships in the night.
You have to go on foot to get into where he is, right?
Yeah.
Yes, as far as you can tell.
So basically, I want to create a gate that he just opened so that it's, you know.
Okay.
That makes sense.
We can cover the
So that makes the five or six guys that you left behind now the most vulnerable targets.
Yep, leaving them behind.
Yep. Ooh, that doesn't look good. Let's go back to that mass murder table again.
What? How cheerfully named.
It's D20, and every option on the D20 chart is bad for you. That's bad. That's bad. Apparently, your guys want to fight. So, like, most of your guys... You got another guy who, like, you get back... Yeah, it's going to be bad when you get back there. Sand roll.
That's a fail.
It's another point of damage when you get back there. It's a fucking bloodbath when you make it back. Like, of the... how many guys you leave there?
All but me and the driver.
Like, eight?
Like, 12.
Okay. Yeah. Not a lot are going to be left when you get back there. Jeff.
Yes.
You're running down the stairs.
Yes.
14.
With one soldier behind you and the strategic rocket forces.
Two soldiers. And
one strategic rocket forces guy. Clang, 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 clang. You make it down the stairs. you see sort of like a bizarre hatch above you. You come down the stairs, sort of the stairs wrap around in a spiral. The elevator went down the middle. So you come down the stairs, and when you get to the base of the stairs, you're in like a hallway, like a corridor. It looks very much like Cheyenne Mountain or something. It's hollowed out of the ground, very cylindrical.
Have you played Metro Last Light?
Yeah. You hear some humming to your left. You don't hear any noises to your right. But you're kind of at a T. You come down at a T. There's a door to the left and there's a door to the right. Or not a door. There's a tunnel running perpendicular to where you're at.
I look to the rocket guy. What do we got to do?
Are we trying to... Ideally, we need to get control of the dead hand switch, yes?
I don't know. You people wouldn't fucking tell me.
If we do not get control of this, it will launch ICBM.
Okay, where is it?
He points to the right.
Then we go.
Okay.